You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and now Dave has got the result of kitchen science.
OK, so I want you to get a glass of water, so I'll just pour one out here. Hopefully, I don't know.
It helps if you take the top off, Dave.
I understand my jug. This technology is too complicated for me. OK, I'll get a glass of water. And I'll put it on some scales.
OK, Dave's got a little set of digital scales here.
So they're weighing about
135.7 grams, Dave.
So I'm going to stick a few fingers into the water without touching the sides.
Oh, well, 170. Dave is not touching the sides of the glass, he is not touching the bottom of the glass, but he just stuck three fingers into the surface of the liquid, and the scale registered 170 grams.
And similarly here, I've got a piece of rock. If I put the rock in and don't touch the sides, it goes up to about 149 grams. But if I let it and drop it onto the ground, it goes up to 170.
Wow. So what's going on?
Okay, so when you put your when you put anything in water, it feels a force called upthrust. This is what makes boats float and means that the QET doesn't fall to the bottom of the ocean. This is basically because water pressure increases as you go further down, and so the bottom of the boat feels more water pressure than the top of the boat, so it gets pushed upwards. And this means that if your fingers are in the water, they're feeling an upthrust, and every act force has an equal and opposite force, every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
So the fingers go in, they're pushing water out of the way, the water is pushing back on the fingers, because that's buoyancy upthrust, yep. And because the water is pushing on your fingers, it has to be pushing against something else. It will push against the bottom of the mug.
It's more that the water is pushing on your fingers upwards, so your fingers must be pushing down on the water.
Sure, but that the water is transferring
transferred to the bottom of the glass. The other way of thinking about it is if you look at the water when I put my fingers into it, the level of the water goes up.
Yep.
That means there's going to be more pressure at the bottom because it's got more water above it, so there's more pressure on the bottom on the same area. That means there's more force, so it gets more weight.
Thank you, Dave. And if we were to take a Bermuda Triangle example, if you repeated that experiment but you had lots of bubbles in the water, you should register what?
If there was more bubbles in the water, the water's going to be less dense, which means that when you put your fingers in the way, you're going to push more water, less water out of the way, less weight out of the way, so you get less upthrust, so you get less force downwards, and you're more likely to sink.
The reference to the Bermuda Triangle is, of course, that we think that the upwelling of gas from the seafloor saturates the seawater in some cases. Lots of seawater gets replaced with bubbles, so the density is much lower, therefore it doesn't actually exert as much upthrust on a boat and keep it floating. So we think that might be why some boats disappear in the Bermuda Triangle. But who knows? Thank you very much for that, Dave. Now,